Back here on Giants.com, Big Blue Kickoff Live, live from the Combine in Indianapolis. We're in the home stretch of our Thursday program. We'll be with you again tomorrow for a special two-hour show from noon to 2. John Schmoke, Anita Marks, and our next guest from CBS Sports. He's one of their draft experts. That's Rob Rang. Joins us every year, talks about the draft. And, Rob, we've done a lot of free agency stuff today. Not a ton about the draft yet, Anita. So
no.
Who are you really looking forward to seeing this weekend? And I want to take the quarterbacks out of the mix for a second because the Giants probably aren't going to be super interested there. Defensively, you know, maybe offensive line, who are some guys that you think workouts will have a real impact on their value based on what GMs see this weekend in Indy?
Well, I think that it's going to be interesting to see the way that the wide receivers and the cornerbacks work out because, you know, in my opinion, there is an elite wide receiver in Laquon Treadwell, and then there is going to be a big, huge competition to see who's going to be that second wide receiver off of the board.
Now, Treadwell's not going to run, though, right?
He's exactly.
not going to run. And weren't GMs really excited to see what his 40-yard time would be because they weren't sure how much separation he was getting in college?
Exactly. That's the thing about Laquon Treadwell is there's been a lot of comparisons to Dez Bryant. To the Cowboys just because of how physical that Laquon Treadwell is when he's going up to try and win at the contested passes. And so there is some question about his straight line speed. And frankly, I think that he's going to come in right around 4.55 and things like that. I mean, not the explosive speed that you generally would associate with a receiver who might be going in the top 10, top 15. But he's just a terrific football player. And so that was kind of my point is that what you have Laquon Treadwell, and then you have this glut of other receivers that are going to be competing to be the second wide receiver off the board. Is it going to be Baylor's Corey Coleman, who I think is going to be absolutely dynamic this week in the workouts? Is it going to be Josh Doctson from TCU, another player who goes up and wins those high point type of passes just the same way that Laquon Treadwell does? And so that, to me, is what's always fascinating about the Combine is we've obviously had all this opportunity to watch the tape and things like that, but then really getting those apples-to-apples comparison, especially among the underclassmen.
It's really interesting. The past 2 years, the talent that has come out of college in regard to the wide receiver position has been absolutely tremendous.
Yeah.
And then this year, it's like, it's quite a few.
It really is. And that's what I'm excited to see is that just to get the opportunity to see, especially the underclassmen. There's been so many underclassmen over the last few years at the wide receiver position specifically. I mean, obviously with the Giants and Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, just
that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. and so to see those types of talents and you really get an idea of exactly what they can do here because obviously for a player like Odell, having played at LSU, having played with a pro style offense, with a legitimate NFL offensive coordinator Cam Cameron, then you know that he's going to be able to translate to the NFL.
What was your rating on Odell coming into the draft, and what was your rating for Odell after?
After
coming into the combine and after the combine.
I was lower on Odell than a lot of people were because I saw so many drops throughout his career, at least early in his career, and we saw the progress, and that's really where I was excited about it. And then we saw the dynamic athletic ability here, but you could see that on tape. So he was a player that, again, kind of calling myself out, that I was lower on him because of the fact that I did see a lot of drops, but we saw the significant improvement throughout his entire career. We knew that he played in a pro-style offense, and then when he was at the combine and in his other workouts at LSU, we saw the athletic ability. So you could just see he was a player who was just starting to scratch the surface of his potential.
All right, let's look at where the Giants are picking at 10 here, Rob. I think we have a pretty good idea of the top five talent players that won't be there. We're talking about the Boses, the Ramseys, the Jacks, guys like that. DeForest Buckner probably won't be there, but again, more of a 3-4 player. When you get to 10, what kind of value are you seeing at what positions, what guys that could be on the board that fit the Giants and what they like to do?
Well, when I think of the New York Giants and some of the recent Super Bowl glory that they've had, I think of the defensive line and some of the pass rushers. I mean, obviously, Eli Manning and the great catches that we've seen from Giants wide receivers, David Tyree, for just one example. But I also think of the pass rush that we've seen. And so I think that is one of the real strengths of this year's draft class. And I'm sure you've heard it over and over again that, really where the talent in 2016 lies is along the defensive line. Defensive tackle – defensive end. I'm very high on Shaq Lawson, for example. You mentioned DeForest Buckner. He's a player that I think that is often just pigeonholed as a 3-4 defensive end.
You think he'd be a 3 technique?
I do. I think that he can play inside as a defensive tackle, as a 3 technique. I think he can play outside because of that length. I think that he's not necessarily going to be able to duplicate the sack numbers that he had at Oregon. He actually led the Pac-12 in sacks. You wouldn't expect that for a man 6'7", 290 pounds.
Yeah.
But he just he plays with a relentless motor. He's physical. He's long. And because of that, I think that he can play in the 4-3 as well as the 3-4. But the player who actually am fascinated with the possibility in Ben McAdoo's offense is actually Ezekiel Elliott, the running back from Ohio State. I just think that if you can find a running back, and in my opinion, that it's kind of like we were talking about before, Laquon Treadwell, the wide receiver. It's Treadwell, and then in my opinion, everybody else. Same thing at running back. With all due respect to the Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry and some of the other very talented running backs in this class, Ezekiel Elliott is just a whole different level, in my opinion, than the other running backs.
Is he Todd Gurley good or a level just below that?
I think he is a level just below that.
Melvin Gordon or better than him?
I think he's better than Melvin Gordon.
Okay, interesting.
And Todd Gurley, in my opinion, what separates him, in my opinion, is that he had that breakaway speed. He is a big back and has incredible breakaway speed. But at the same time, with Todd Gurley, obviously he's coming off the injury.
Yeah.
There were some concerns that way. With Ezekiel Elliott, never had any issues with injury, and is much better on third down, in my opinion, than
pass,
even
throw,
Todd
and
Gurley.
Catch.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, his hands out of the backfield are very good. He's a very polished all-around player. He has very good hands out of the backfield, and he might just be the best pass-protecting running back that I've seen in 20 years of doing this. I mean,
wow.
He is phenomenal in that regard. I mean, just a very unselfish player, and it's not just pass protection. It is run blocking at the second level for his teammates. You know, when the ball goes outside to a wide receiver, I mean, he is just trying to help out his teammates, and that's uncommon for a player who is, you know, a relatively young player. So very excited about him, and I think that he is one of the few players at the 10 spot who is going to be able to come in and make an immediate impact.
You know, it's interesting you say that's something that I've heard a lot about him is his ability to pass protect, and you're right. You don't see that often anymore coming out of college. Guys that pride themselves, running backs who pride themselves on not only running the football well, but also pass protect and being that all-around player, and therefore his value is increasing. So it will be interesting to see what happens, because the Giants, as we know, we've been talking about it for the past 2 days, so many needs on the defensive side of the ball, you know, but if Elliott is that, you know, at the top of your list in regard to best player, you know, you've got those two boards, right? You've got that one board where you rank the players in regard to best to worst, and then, of course, that other board is like how you rank the players based on your needs. If how what's the value, you know, the Giants put on him? How far up is he compared to, like, maybe that player that they need more so for need, especially on the defensive side of the ball? Do they really pull that trigger? It's going to be interesting.
Well, I think that what's interesting about Ezekiel Elliott, again, is the number 10th overall pick. I mean, you're looking for an immediate impact player. The depth along the defensive line is good enough that I think that you can potentially wait until the second or third rounds, still be able to get a quality defensive player. Because if you are looking for just an explosive edge rusher, you know, Von Miller type, for example, to me, there's really is only one player who has that kind of skill set, and that would be Noah Spence from Eastern Kentucky, who has so many different off-field issues that I'm sure a number of teams are going to completely take him off the board. So if he is the player that, say, the Giants or any other club takes, then I think that you can get some immediate impact ability. Otherwise, among this defensive line class, I just don't know if there is a player, you know, other than DeForest Buckner, as we already talked about, other than Joey Bosa, who we're assuming is going to be long off the board.
What do you think of Lawson?
I like Shaq Lawson. I have some questions about his size. I mean, he's listed at 6'3", 275 pounds. I'm curious if he has the arm length that we're looking for. You know, a lot of teams for a 4-3 defensive end, there is basically a threshold. They want you to be 6'4 and a half. They want you to have 34-inch
right.
arms. And so if he does not have that, then do you just throw out the fact that he, you know, essentially led the country in tackles for loss, yeah. that he was among the most productive pass rushers? I mean, you look at the Clemson defensive linemen in the past, and there hasn't been – quite the success in the NFL if they had in the ACC. And so I am personally very high on Shaq Lawson, but I do have some reservations about where he is going to fit in best. And would he warrant the number 10 overall selection when, again, I think that there's going to be an immediate impact player there.
And when you're a 10, you're looking for a guy at a premium position. And you talk about pass rushers like you mentioned with Noah Spence. Another premium position now in the NFL is corner. You want the guy that's take away one half of the field. You know, Hargraves is somebody a lot of people talk about. Do you think there's a corner that's worth the value at number 10, or is that a little bit too rich for your blood?
It is a little bit rich for my blood, and I'm very high on Vernon Hargraves. I mean, this is a three-time All-SEC player, and very, very rarely do you see a player come in as 18, 19-year-old freshman and be a first-team SEC type of player. So I do have a great deal of faith in his ability to be a standout in the NFL.
How important are his measurements this weekend?
They're very important. I mean, he's actually – that's one of the things we're talking before about what I'm most excited about in this year's Combine in terms of the athletic testing. I'm excited to see if there's any of those cornerbacks separate themselves. I mean, in my opinion, Jalen Ramsey from Florida State is going to be long off the board at number 10.
Safety or corner?
I believe that he can play either. It just depends on what kind of scheme you're running. If you're going to play a press scheme, I think that he's absolutely a perfect fit in a press scheme. If you're going to play a lot of off-man coverage, I don't know that he has the fluidity that you want for there. And so I would like to move him to safety if you're going to play off coverage. But either way, he's proven it at corner. He's proven it at safety. Proved it at linebacker. I mean, Jalen Ramsey is a terrific player. But again, I think he's going to be long off the board. Vernon Hargraves, I have some reservations about the straight line speed, about the size. He listed at 5'10". I mean, so I'm curious if he's 5'10", can you use a top 10 pick on that, especially given the size of some of the receivers? We mentioned Dez Bryant before already in the division. So that to me is what it comes down to. Because the Giants obviously have a franchise quarterback in Eli Manning, then they are built to win right now. And that's why I think that number 10, it makes a lot more sense to try and find an immediate impact player rather than an immediate impact player, and those are very rarely at the cornerback position.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to throw out a scenario before we let you go, okay? Because, and again, like, this is, I feel like it's so fluid in regard to, like, all the information we're getting while we're here. So if Miles Jack is off the board, and we've been talking about him today because everybody is just goo-goo gaga over Jack, Jalen Ramsey, Bosa, Buckner, these guys are off the board. Hypothetically, Elliott is there at 10. Giants draft him. Do you feel that because of off-the-field issues, Noah Spence is available in the second round, and the Giants walk away first round, second round with Elliott and Spence, would you give them an A?
Absolutely, I'd be giving them an A. I think that
sometimes you know Noah Spence ain't getting around to.
I would be surprised, but there's enough off-the-field issues.
But I'm sorry, I've been talking to a lot, like the off-the-field issues. Yeah. We're not talking about marijuana. We're talking about ecstasy.
And Anita, in fairness, last year, they said the same thing about Randy Gregory, and he did drop to the second round, so you might be right.
Absolutely, and that's the thing, is that when you have a track record of problems off of the field, enough so that it warrants him being completely suspended from the Big Ten, and then there is a possibility that he could slip. So certainly if that was the case, I think the Giants would absolutely be hitting a home run with this draft.